Welcome to Eclad Chat. Eclad Chat. Streaming live to you from Eclad's hidden gem in Midtown Manhattan. Eclad Chat is down-to-earth broadcasting on big city events and the events industry, as well as fashion, jewelry, accessories, and lifestyle coverage in an intimate NYC way. Join us each and every Wednesday with host Casey Benane as we chat up industry happenings, industry news, and perform live interviews with industry talents here on Blog Talk Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Interested in contacting us or interested in attending one of our live shows? Email us at ecladchat@eclad.com. Eclad Chat premieres in 3, 1, 2, 3.
Hello, everyone. I'm Casey Benane, and welcome to Eclad Chat, where we chat up big city events, fill you in on industry news, keep you in the know with fashion and style, with a focus on jewels and accessories, touch on lifestyle education, and keep you abreast of industry content and information that will develop both your personal and professional lives. And of course, with me today is my trusty sidekick, my co-host, Ms. Kaylin Burke.
Yes, and before we get started, I have to let you guys know, as always, about Eclad's Hidden Gem promotion for this month. So it's now the second week of April, and this promotion is $100 off your total venue rental for bookings of 4 hours or more. So it's a new promotion just for the month of April, so catch it before it's over. We've never done it before. So it's a great chance to save $100.
Yay!
What's better than that? So for more information on Eclad's Hidden Gem and our different rental options, or if you just want to learn more about the space, you can call us here at 212-644-6445, and one of our representatives will take good care of you.
Okay, guys, she's back. Today continues our Ask Shatanya series. Celebrities wardrobe stylist Shatanya Ami is here to talk fashion, fashion news, trends, business of fashion, and much, much more. So hang tight.
But before we get started with her, let me guys let you know about the past episode, and all of our past episodes are on Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube as well. So on last week's show, we Skyped with the founder of Two Motions, Rachel Crawford, and it was our first Skype interview, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Really cool to be able to do that, and she told us all about the importance of adaptogens and how they use them to enhance the benefits of T-Motions, and it's a revolutionary teen company that helps its customers manage stress and support both physical and emotional well-being. So she told us about her story, how she came up with it, the branding and everything like that, and then also about these adaptogens and how they help you when you drink the tea.
Yeah, it was a truly informative show. I didn't even realize that there were things out there that can help you to that degree. I mean, of course, you hear things all the time, but based on the science and the research that she provided us with, it sounds like it's something that's super useful. I'm willing to try it.
Yeah, there was a lot of great flavors that sounded so good, and then on top of that, they all had different health benefits.
Yeah, so. And it's award-winning, which I didn't know. We talked about this.
You
know, I didn't even know that teas can be award-winning, but I guess you can win an award for anything if it's good, right?
Yeah, so. Exactly. So if you want to learn more about it, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and listen in.
Yes, do that. Okay, so just a quick reminder, you guys can call in with any questions that you have. For us, for Shatanya, our number here is 516-453-9170. Again, that number is 516-453-9170. And don't forget to press 1 at the prompt to let us know that you have a question. Okay, guys, so as previously mentioned, Shatanya Ami is here today. Shatanya is a seasoned celebrity wardrobe stylist, styling some of entertainment's biggest names, from actress and socialite Karrueche Tran, singer-songwriter Chrisette Michele and Johnny Gill, to actress Naturi Naughton. For all you, is it Power fans? And Power, right?
Yeah.
And that's just to name a few. Plus, she's worked with major designers such as Christian Dior, Prada, Yves Saint Laurent, and has worked with huge fashion shows like the Victoria's Secret Show, which was, you know, she talks about here, and it's a great event, and has done also the BET's Rip the Runway. Our series is designed to give you fashion advice, but our focus is to provide information, tools, and insight on the fashion industry, like how to get your design seen, what translates into a good collection. I think Shatanya covered this shows back.
Basically, like getting, like if you're starting a brand and you're a designer, like the tools and the steps that you want to take, or if you have questions in reference to what makes for a good brand, if you're trying to get into a store or something like that, just giving you those tools, that advice that most designers aren't privy to if they're not on the inside.
And she's a great resource. A free one, in the sense of you guys are watching for free, so you know what I mean? You would have to normally pay for these type of things when you go to a workshop or, you know, any kind of course or anything, so take advantage and, you know, let us know any, you know, the questions that you guys have. So, Shetanya, let's start with all the crazy and fun, and I don't know, like, you know, we follow your Instagram, so, you know, both Kayla and I are kind of privy to, like, what you've been up to and what you've been doing, but share it with
them. A lot of new projects are shoots you've been working on.
I've been busy. So I've been doing a lot of more of like editorial stuff, and I just work with the winner of, it's called The Rap Game on Lifetime TV.
Let me tell you, my husband's a big fan, right, honey? Watch the whole thing. Oh yeah, God. Yeah. So we know who she is. So when I saw it, I showed it to him.
Oh,
but anyway,
wow.
I digress. I'm sorry.
She's so super sweet. She's a new artist on So So Def, Jermaine Dupri's record label. Her name is Miss Mulatto. She was the winner. So we did a photo shoot with her for Hype Hair Magazine, and then I did another shoot with her the next day for Getty Images. So it's just basically she's like on a press tour. So you know, she's young. She's 17 years old, a rapper. She's so super sweet, so we just gave her some fun, cool, colorful looks, and just to get her out there and just give her a new image. So I worked on that, and then I worked on another project with for Xander Magazine with another artist, another celebrity. Her name is Leah Robinson. She's a pop/R&B singer. So I did a really high fashion shoot with her. So that was super exciting. It's coming out in the music issue of the magazine. So it's coming out in the summertime, maybe June-ish type of situation. So I did another shoot.
Too many to keep track of.
It's for a friend of mine. She has a boutique, a clothing boutique, kind of the lines like, you know, that boho epidemic that's going on right now. It's called Last District. So I did the whole...
Where's she located? She sitting here?
No, it's just online. It's an online boutique. So it's called... The website is lastdistrict.com, and it's just like fun boho stuff. But what I did is I produced it because I also do production. Mm-hmm. So I produced the shoot and I did the styling, and we just created a whole lookbook and a whole online boutique for her. So that was super fun. And one of the models, his name is Corey Wade. He was one of the contestants on America's Next Top Model, one of the male models for the show. So he was a part of it. So it was really fun. And then I did Black Girls Rock. And I...
How was that?
Black Girls Rock was amazing. I got to see Lauryn Hill perform the first time ever in my life.
All right, let's stop right there. All right. So... What the hell? What was that like? I mean,
I
saw her perform, I'll tell my age if I say it, but a long time, like when she first came out with the Fugees.
Yes, me too. I've loved Lauryn Hill since I was a little kid. And in junior high, when that album, the Fugees, the score, that album came out. So that was, and then when The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill came out, I love that album from beginning to end. So it's always been like a dream to see her in person, to see her perform. She was amazing. She's definitely an artist that's into her craft. And like, it was just an amazing experience to actually get to watch her perform and just see her in her realm.
And you really got to watch her, right? Because like Victoria's Secret show, you're like, didn't remember some of the people were there.
Yeah.
She was so busy hustling with wings and stuff, so I didn't get to see anything. So like, I always have to watch it on TV. But this time, like a lot of stuff, I did miss some of it. I styled to a group called the Sisterhood of String. So they're a female group. They're African American violinists. And so they performed with the singer Andra Day. She's a new artist that I think Stevie Wonder discovered. Her voice is incredible.
What kind of music? R&B?
Soulful R&B type of music. So they performed with her. They had an orchestra and they were strings. So I dressed them for, you know, the show. And then after that, I got a chance to watch the show, you know, go out on the balcony and watch the show. But I met Tracee Ellis Ross backstage. Like, I'm right here, right next to her. We talking to her, laughing and talking to her. Marsha Ambrosius, oh my God, love her to death. Corinne Bailey Ray, I got to, like, I'm backstage with like all of them, like, oh my God. Brandy bumped into me. I was like, oh my God, Brandy. Yeah. Brandy, Monica, Ayala Van, I'm not y'all.
Inyala?
Van Zandt.
Yeah, you're right.
She walked past
me. Is that how it's pronounced? Oh my gosh, we're so terrible with
Ayala. So I saw Ayala, and she walked by, and I said, fix my life. So she walked on by. So it was amazing. It was just an amazing experience, and I truly loved it. And then I started back working with one of my clients that I love to death, Johnny Gill. So like
we talked about this last time.
Yeah. So like now I'm back working with him. He has a bunch of new projects going on. His new album is like number 4 on Billboard charts. Like his album is so good. Yeah. Then he's touring with New Edition. Their album is going.
When do they come to New York?
Oh, that's why I've been running around all day. He's gonna be here on Sunday. So they're doing the press tour for their movie that's coming out. So New Edition has a movie about their life.
Really?
Yes. So it's being directed by Chris Robinson. So it's gonna be amazing. It's really gonna be an amazing experience. So, you know, I was just getting Johnny some stuff together to, you know, design some shoes and I got him some stuff coming. I'm not even gonna tell you guys and see how hot Johnny looks because he's getting a new look. Well, he's always hot. But I love Johnny. That's so amazing.
So he'll be here this weekend. Yeah. Are they doing a concert or is it just like just a promotion?
I think it's just press. I think they're just from the 17th to the 19th. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like press and appearances or whatever. But he is performing at the Barclays Center.
When?
May, I think it's May 19th.
Okay.
Is it May? It's either May or July. Don't quote me. But with Babyface. With Babyface. Who doesn't love Babyface also? So it's Johnny Gill and Babyface.
Can someone send me tickets?
You can carry a garment bag.
I'll carry a bag.
So it's going to be good. So it's going to be good.
Oh my gosh.
Like these past couple of weeks have been pretty amazing.
I'm officially jealous.
No. So yeah, it's been, things have definitely been going on and been keeping busy. And, so.
And everyone can follow you on social media and see like behind the scenes because you post a lot of photos.
Oh, follow me on Periscope. Follow me on Snapchat. I'm horrible on Snapchat, but I try, but bear with me. But Periscope, in the midst of trying to, work, when you're doing a shoot, it's so hard to try to do the social media. I know. It was like hard. It was harassing me. But, like, it's hard to try to do the social media thing and work. Mm-hmm. But, something you got to get it out there. Just so people can get to see it before have to wait all the way until the magazine comes out. But, I'll keep you guys, interactive and post it, So you can follow me on Instagram, Shatanya Ami, or on Twitter, just Shatanya. And on Periscope, Shatanya Ami. Everything is Shatanya Ami. If you put in Shatanya Ami, you'll find everything. Yeah. So, there you go.
Casey was covering this story. I'll let her take the reins on this one. The whole thing that happened with Bethany Frankel. She was the one who really looked into this. The ball's in your court.
Let me tell you guys that Miss Caitlin Burke is so good for throwing me under the bus every week. She always throws me under the bus. Well, nothing happened.
I told the last time I threw her under the bus, I told the personal, fitness expert that she had chocolate cravings.
we were talking about my age.
Like menopausal problems.
No. And she's like, she's going through menopause because she's eating all this chocolate like my mom.
That was the only time I threw you under the bus. That was it.
No,
I have chocolate cravings too, so it might not be menopause.
Everyone does. I have chocolate cravings.
I get angry if I don't have chocolate.
Me too. I don't need a reason to get angry.
I have chocolate in my bag, just in case someone pissed me off. So I can stay nice.
I should do that.
That's true. You came in here one day and you were like, do you have any chocolate?
Yes,
and then
I
we
do.
All ate chocolate.
Yes.
Remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember.
I think it worked.
You had Lindt chocolate for
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes.
I do remember now.
Because I needed a fix.
I suffer with Alzheimer's sometimes.
We all have our cravings.
Yes,
don't
we do.
Worry.
Okay, all right. So
it's
I take it back.
Not the worst thing.
Okay, so we were doing some research and preparing for the show, and we found this article, on Bethany Frankel from the Huffington Post. Mm-hmm. And in it, well, according to the contributor of this particular article, Miss Mary Pryor, she was one of the women who attended this summit that they had, right, to empower women. Mm-hmm. And as we all know, Bethany is the founder of Skinny Girl Vodka. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read just really quickly the little snippet that we found on Huffington Post, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And then, we'll just kind of discuss it really quickly. Okay. So she says, I was one of the women who tried to stand up to reality star and Skinny Girl Vodka founder Bethany Frankel at a women's entrepreneurial summit over the weekend and was silenced. as a participant in Rent the Runways and UBS's Project Entrepreneur, a new initiative to equip women founders with the tools and advice they need to thrive in the marketplace. I was stunned when Frankel implied that women should have sex with men, and I'm sorry if I'm speaking, I just want to make sure that I articulate and I just get all the, so everyone hears clearly what I'm saying. Okay, so back to the story. So this is the reporter here making the statement. I was stunned when Frankel implied that women should have sex with men in exchange for capital. Okay.
OMG.
Period. Now, I was offended when she expressed some kind of kinship with black women because she's loud. So she's calling her, she's like, you know, because she's loud, she has a kinship with black women.
Oh.
And I was taken aback when she advised those of us in the room to get business advice to hire a white man as the face of our companies.
Ooh.
Okay, this is not according to me, Eclat Chat, Shatanya, or Kaylin. Okay.
We do not approve these statements.
No.
So, but, you know, there's been a lot of stuff on the internet about it, but people are saying, like, you know, the different, news reports say that there wasn't a reporting.
I saw someone said something, but I didn't read it. When I saw Bethany Frankel, I said,
oh. Same thing. I saw it. I just, like, scrolled by. But
like, I can only imagine what was said.
All three of those things are, like, insane.
Who's she drinking?
Skinny girl vodka.
Skinny girl. Maybe she has some wine, champagne.
Here's the thing, though, that I'm so skeptical to really make any harsh statement towards it,
right,
because no one has a recording
of her saying
statement.
So could have been, like, misinterpreted.
So things that you say, like, if you were to give that advice to people, mm-hmm, that's something you would give privately. Like,
yeah,
if me and you were having a conversation, I was saying, this is what I noticed in the business,
mm-hmm,
like, inside, you don't see it on a platform and say
and
these
them
things.
I agree with
you
that.
You know, that's something, like, inside information, if that's how she felt. So is that how she got to where she was?
I mean,
that's a good question.
Probably, I hope. But I mean, if you think about it, like, it's skinny girl vodka. You can't have a man as the face of your company.
Right.
Or, like, some companies definitely need a woman.
But I do understand. Just to play devil's advocate, I do understand what she's saying. You know, have a white man, you know, be your front person,
mm-hmm,
because men are more respected in business than women are.
Right.
And you know, it's sad. Even though we are strong businesswomen, it's sad that, you know, men are usually seen as the more dominant force.
Mm-hmm.
They always feel that
they
we're so super emotional.
Right.
And
they're
viewed
as smarter.
We're not as level-headed.
Right.
So I get what she's saying, and then I get what she says away, because, you know, he'll probably get to the forefront a little bit faster. I get what you're saying, but just don't
say
it.
Yeah, don't
it's
say it
It's one of those
loud
things not to say.
Yeah. So these are, we also found some tweets that, so, you know, I guess there were quite a number of people in this room that was there for the summit. And, you know, so the Twitter was on fire. And I only, like, pulled a few, you know, tweets. And one of the tweets is from Mary Pryor herself, the journalist who wrote
Where's
this article.
Where's your PR people?
I don't know. That was the first thing I thought, too.
Where's your PR people?
So Mary Pryor tweets to Bethany, at Bethany, to insist that a young black female founder find a white guy to rep her business is racial microaggression. Pound, oh, hashtag as you youngins, I'm sorry. Old school, Okay. Hashtag PE intensive 16. Sorry. And then Mara Liddy, she says, great conference at PE intensive 16 until at Bethany's Q&A. She essentially proposed the erasure of black women as faces of entrepreneurship. To the brave black woman who asked what to do when people tell her to get a white man as the face of her organism, I'm so sorry for Bethany's answer. Another tweet, convo with at Bethany, should you do whatever it takes to succeed, like hiring a white male spokesperson as a minority entrepreneur? So I guess there has to be some truth to you know, because other people are tweeting.
If you look at that tweet, though, it says,
and they said they were there.
Like, the girl asked what she should do, or she asked if she should get a white man as the face of her company. So it wasn't like she brought it up herself.
Right.
Okay, so in Bethany's defense, okay, she asked the question, and she just answered and said,
yeah,
she should still say no.
So she probably didn't expect it, and then some that answer came out. It's like an under,
the truth,
not a good answer. Yeah.
Well, I'm known to say a lot of inappropriate things at inappropriate times, but like that was really that's harsh.
That, I mean, you know, Bethany's only issue is sometimes she doesn't use her filter.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, whether there's any truth in what she's saying, you need to know, especially when you're a public figure and you're speaking to so many people and the cameras and the microphones and everything are on you. Use your filter.
Yes.
And that's
especially
the
if you're a public figure, as you know, she's a big public figure. Right. Like you really have to get to a point where the filter is just necessary.
Right. And if you don't have a filter, have someone else speak for you.
Yeah.
Don't do these type of
things. Or buy one. I think you can get it at Whole Foods or
And now going to style, since we always touch on that a little bit, the latest trends. Saturday, Coachella starts, which is a huge thing going on, not for us New Yorkers,
no.
Unless we fly out there. But so there's a lot of articles coming out about Coachella style. H&M actually came out with a new line. They had a line last year, but now they have another line, which we looked at a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then People.com, they said that nails are essential for a Coachella look. Well, Vogue said, forget the fringe and wear pom-poms, like a little ball fringe. And so we wanted to see what you kind of thought of those trends. Fringe is gone. So we talked about that a lot in the past, that like fringe was in.
Yeah, fringe was definitely in. I guess fringe is out.
As one quickly as it came in, it walked right back out.
Yeah. Just like Heidi Klum says, one day you're in, the next you're out. So fringe is out. It'll be back. Whatever. We're not mourning the loss of fringe. Yeah. Pom-poms, I'm not quite sure about, you know. I guess so. My thing is, I don't understand what's the big deal about the fashion for Coachella? Isn't it about the music?
That's a good point.
I thought it was about the
Everyone
music.
Everyone just gets photographed so much, and now it's just like a huge deal. Like, what are you wearing?
Yeah. Like, so it's just like, I guess it just took away from, like who's really going to go on in and look at you, but I guess so. Yes. So, if that's the case, I guess go with pom-pom since fringe is out. But the thing is, it seems like even now with H&M, the whole theme of it seems like it's more of like a bohemian type of flower child. I'm thinking they're pulling from Woodstock, that whole flower child era. Like, so I don't understand why fringe would be out, because that's the 70s.
That's still true.
Like the hat. Funny that we're talking about it, like it's kind of like a boho type of style.
Yeah, exactly.
That goes together. Fringe still goes with, you know, that whole
look. Can I just say, I feel like fringe are for adults.
Right.
And the pom-poms, very cute. I think it's cute, but I don't know if I would wear it. Like maybe, you know, the 20-somethings like Kaylin, not the approaching 40-somethings.
I don't think high fashion is fringe.
No.
It's more like on trend.
Yeah.
Maybe not even Miley Cyrus. I think Miley Cyrus is too old for pom-poms. Maybe a Kylie or someone a little even younger than that.
Yeah.
Pom-poms is for those young girls. I can't see a real fashionista that's out there that's, you know, much older and more mature wearing pom-poms. She should go with fringe.
Yeah.
Bring it in. Absolutely.
I just, there's a controversy that's sort of going on, and I think that Sarah's going to kind of jump in and kind of like, you know, give us the history on that. So do you want to come in and do that, and then we'll kind of talk about it. Yeah. This is Sarah, everyone. Say hi.
I'm here.
Yes.
Squeeze in. Yeah, so basically there's always been a lot of controversy the last few years. It's like cultural appropriation and things like Indian headdresses. Like E! News like reported that there was a festival in California, I think 2 years ago, that actually banned the wearing Indian headdresses completely because they said it was offensive. And just like,
I'm so sorry. I remember when we did the Victoria's Secret fashion show 1 year, Carly Kloss, and she had the big, she wore the big Indian headpiece.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they redid it, they had to take it off because of the fact that the Native American community was upset about it. So I do remember that. Oh, I'm sorry.
No problem. I was just going to read a tweet from someone. Yeah. Aiden Alexander said on Twitter, with Coachella coming up, just a reminder that appropriating someone else's culture is not a fashion trend. Be considerate. And then there's like a lot more of that kind of theme on Twitter of like, don't, you know, appropriate culture. But I don't know. There's like, I think there's mixed reviews because some people feel like it's just like, they're not trying to be offensive, they just like the style, and they're just taking some of the style. And then the Kylie Jenner thing and, you know, her wearing the braids in her hair and people saying that it's cornrows and she shouldn't wear them because mm-hmm. she's not black and things like that. I think it's causing a lot of controversy.
Mm-hmm. Controversy. What do you guys think?
I think everyone is too sensitive. Yeah. I feel like...
Thank you, Sarah.
I think everyone is being too sensitive. I feel like their different cultures have different styles. Like the Indian culture, they have beautiful clothing. Mm-hmm. Like even whether it's Native American or it's like India, like Dubai or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like the difference in the cultures, you know, in the style of dress, they're so different and it's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Especially like Japan and like maybe like the geishas and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Because kimonos are...
Kimonos.
And,
yeah.
And no one freaked out about that.
Like, sorry, I keep touching you. I'm just getting like... I don't know if we're getting it on camera. I'm no. A little touchy-feely today. I'm sorry. Sorry, go ahead. You were saying...
But no, oh, no, like, I feel so. Like it's, a, you know, instead of people being sensitive about it and being mad, I think they should be happy that other people are embracing their yeah. culture because this type of wear is beautiful. Yeah. Like the Indian head pieces and, you know, maybe stuff from Japan, stuff from India, stuff from all these different places. Mm-hmm. Like, it's beautiful. I get kind of what they're saying with the whole cornrows thing. Sometimes it gets a little funny where sometimes people, like, we've been wearing braids for years. Mm-hmm. You know, we did it in Africa, and there's a whole history on yeah. cornrows or whatever. But you know, the only time it gets a little funny is when people bring it out and say, "Oh, the new trend! Mm-hmm. Like, look what she started. It's braids, it's cornrows," and it's like, you've been wearing cornrows since she was a little yeah. girl back in like the '70s, the '80s. So it's not a new trend. But I guess that's kind of why we kind of get a little offended. But you know, you didn't create this. Like, yeah. it, you know, it was already there. But stop being so sensitive.
This ties into what we were going to talk about yeah. next, which is Kylie Jenner saying that she kind of created wigs, like the whole wig trend, which is, you know, similar to the cornrows, except with the
somebody
wig.
Shoot me.
So she said anything that she does, people will follow it, which is what she said happened with the wigs.
Sadly, it's true, though.
You know what I wish?
Weird people. And people follow it.
I really wish that everyone, and I probably will be persecuted for the statement, but honestly, I just feel like, why do we still buy and support these people who do not acknowledge, support, or even care about our well-being as a people and
exactly.
as a culture? That's all I'm saying. Like, I don't for the life of me, I mean, for her to, you know, to appropriate something that, I mean, come on, like, okay, you invented wigs, okay, so what did you, like,
yeah, so I think she responded to it actually and said it was taken out of, yeah, she said it was taken out of context, and she was talking about how, like, Kim started wearing wigs after she wore wigs. She was the first one in her family to wear wigs,
mm-hmm.
and then she directed Kim to her wig guys, which she said, and then Kim started wearing wigs, and now all the Kardashians, Jenners.
So she started the trend of the Kardashians wearing wigs.
Yeah, so that's okay. what she said in her defense, but people are still interpreting it like she created it all over. But I still don't see people her age wearing wigs.
No.
So I don't think
she was wearing wigs.
Yeah, she wears wigs all the time. Yeah, so
I don't know.
I don't think she definitely didn't create the trend, but clearly, maybe got her family onto it would be more accurate.
Listen, it's the same thing with what you were saying about braids.
Right, I've watched movies from the 50s and there was wigs. You weren't even born. Your mother probably wasn't even born. So that's who, like, wigs started from way
yeah.
back.
Yeah.
Wigs go way back. Like, isn't George Washington wear
wigs? That was one of the examples I saw. It was like, George Washington was the creator.
Was it a toupee or is it a wig?
It's a wig. Yeah, but like the curls.
With the curls and everything?
Yeah.
Learn
Washington
something new every day.
Is the creator of wigs. He started lace fronts.
Yeah. First president and first
wigista.
Wig.
And he's on your dollar wearing a wig. So stop.
Wow. Yeah. I really didn't know.
Can't
that.
Argue with that. Yeah, you didn't know.
I really
all
didn't
those
know
like old presidents.
I thought they were just like sticky things.
No,
like
yeah,
wigs.
They don't do their hair.
No, they just stick
throw
it
on. Yeah.
Those were wigs.
Oh wow. I wonder who came up with that. Like, why did, like, now I'm intrigued. I'm like, wow, I really
yeah.
didn't know.
It was
that.
Like Ben Franklin was the only one who didn't wear a wig,
right.
which is why he's like bald.
Yeah.
Like, just the hair.
Right.
But everyone
yeah.
else had like the fancy wigs. Curly.
Yeah. I did not know it was a wig.
Right, with the nice, what, I love the jackets. Their jackets in that era. I went to a showroom, I know I'm like so off topic, but I went to a showroom and they had the Victorian style jackets. One of the jackets was over 300 years old.
I thought you were going to say over 300,000. Oh, no. Like, I thought you were going to say, oh, my God.
George Washington's jacket
with me. Exactly, with his wig. Right. But yeah, no, this jacket was amazing. Like, I love that whole style. That whole Victorian era was amazing. And the women wore wigs then too. The corsets.
That's true.
Women.
That's true.
Wigs go way back. Kylie.
Kylie, I'm sorry. Maybe something else. Right. I don't know.
The pouty lip. Maybe.
Well, no, because what's the lady's name from Housewives? What's her name? Lisa Rinna.
Oh yeah.
She was in soap operas, and as far as I can remember, she's had.
Lip injections.
Blown up lip. Lip injections. Yeah.
Right. They, so she did not. Totally wrong. Yeah. No, no, no. She said that.
Okay.
No, not trying to shame her because I love her. She was saying, she said that it went wrong. Like, they weren't supposed to be like that. And then it just.
Oh,
just stuck.
Yeah.
I think kind of for the younger generation did like the lips. Because have you seen those like things, like these red things that you put on your lips and they puff them up because they make them swollen? It. And, like, that's huge because everyone wants to look like her.
Yeah. I remember years ago, they created a lipstick. There's this lipstick that you put on.
Oh, and it plumps?
Someone gave it to me for Christmas. I didn't know. Clearly, I don't need my lipstick.
No.
I did not know that it had lip plumper in it. So I was doing my makeup, and I was running to an event. I'm like, and then the next thing, I was like, they're tingling. But I know I get allergic to makeup sometimes. So I'm like, oh, they're tingling. I'm like. And as I'm doing, my lips are just, I'm looking like Wanda from A Living Color. My lips are like this. And I look in the mirror, I'm like, like, my lips are huge.
Really?
Like, swollen.
I didn't even know
it worked.
It really works. So I'm like trying to wash it off. Now, this lip is huge, but I got to run out and go catch the bus. So now I'm on the bus with, like, one big lip, and then the other one is going down. It was a nightmare. So make sure you read.
You know what sucks about that? There's no sunglasses for your lips.
There's not. I had my scarf up like this, but my lips was like.
Oh my god!
It was crazy.
Just curious, are there any Periscope questions there? Have you guys noticed or no?
Not at the moment, but you're getting a lot of love.
Oh good!
Yay! Thank you guys so much for the love. Thank you so much for the hearts and stuff like that. If you have questions, please
let us know.
Feel free.
Okay, and so let's just move on to the next, the final topic, actually. So Glamour.com says, off the show, this is actually a Sarah thing. She came up with this. So she found on Glamour.com that right now, shoulder, like anything off the shoulder.
Which you're wearing.
Oh.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I'm in trend.
Yeah. Is everything right now.
Oh, yeah.
Do you agree?
Shoulders are everything. I do love off the shoulder things.
Yeah.
I love off the shoulder. Like, I feel like a woman's shoulders are so sexy, especially like when her clavicles are showing. Yeah. I really love that, so I'm all for it, glamour. That's why.
Yeah.
Off the shoulder. Oh, I love. I just bought a shirt that's off the shoulder. It's like a tank top, but then it has like yours, like an
the
open
slits,
it.
Yeah,
right? Yeah. And so I just bought a shirt like that for summer concerts. So
yeah,
definitely in stuff for the summer, especially if you want like that kind of. It's like a gypsy kind of look, depending on like the shirt you get, just like the loose, flowy, fun.
Yes, exactly.
I like it.
I do. They sent the dresses like that too. A couple of seasons back, they had the off the
shoulder. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the long little.
And they were kind of loose.
Yeah. So fun. Yeah,
okay.
That's cute.
So there are a few things that they said that are definitely on trend, and so we'll just kind of go across, and you know, everyone will say whether yay nay or whether you like it or not. So we'll start with you, Shatana. Gladiator sandals, in out.
In.
Okay, I say in. I love them. I have.
Yes, definitely in. I like ones to your knees, like really high ones.
Yeah.
I was just getting ready to point on those. Gladiator sandals to your knees if you are the right height. Please.
Am I the right height?
Yeah,
I'm like 5'4".
I'm shorty.
You are short. Okay, so you're short, so please don't wear capris with them.
Oh,
no.
Wear a short.
What's forbidden in our household? There you go. My husband hates a woman in a capri.
Yes.
Like literally, he talks about it for like I, when I met him, he's been talking about.
But what about like the
12
ankle?
Years.
Ankle.
That's even worse.
What? I love the boyfriend ripped jeans go to your ankle.
Do not let my husband see you in a capri pants or.
He's gonna wear the next week. I'm wearing capris to the next show.
He hates two things. He hates capris and flip flops that have the thick.
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so how tall do you have to be to wear the sandals to your knees?
I feel like, okay, you should at least be 5'5", or no, a little bit more. Girl. But I'm saying, okay, you can wear it if you're shorter. Just wear something shorter. Don't have it meet your pants.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't have it meet your shorts.
Yeah. Just do a little bit shorter, because then you are shrinking yourself. So you look so funny.
Yeah.
And you really look like you're a part of the movie 300. Like, yeah. Yeah. Like,
about to go have war. What, action?
Right. Like, you look like an extra. So, no.
Okay.
So, approach with caution.
Not with capris.
Yeah.
Not, you have to have the right amount of skin in order for you to not look short, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Or if you do it with like a long skirt that has like slits and it just give you like a little, you know, something like that. But please don't cut your legs off completely. Like if you're 4'11" or whatever, please don't do that.
So for like shorter people, you would suggest that like maybe ankle ones.
Yeah.
Or,
ankle or mid, like mid calf.
Yeah. That's okay. What I have.
And if you're tall, then yeah. If you're tall, go for it. But still, don't do the capris.
Yeah.
Or don't do it. Yeah. Just give yourself some skin. Just show some skin.
Okay. Like, what about wide chokers?
Wide.
I was gonna say, but it's not a choker. Oh, yeah. Wide chokers. Like, you know, like the.
I like those.
Yeah.
But again, it comes with body appropriation.
Okay.
If you have a short neck, don't do it.
I don't know.
Like, you know,
shot your neck.
You lose. You know, you lose it. Make sure you have a good neck for it. And
what about booby women? Like for me, you know why I was gonna say nay to the choker. I think it looks good on some people, but for me, why I would not do it is because I'm so boobalish. I feel it'll bring so much attention to this. Like I try to not
bring so much attention.
Yeah,
it makes sense. I mean, if you're like a taller woman and you have boobies and they're not like. Mm-hmm. Here's the necklace, here's the boobs, then you're like, okay, maybe, but you probably wouldn't want to bring that much, exaggeration there, so maybe you should stray away from it, but it all depends on the shape of the big choker.
That's true, too.
It depends on the shape of it.
I like skinny chokers better, to be honest, but actually, I have a choker that I wore the other day, and it, like, actually feels like you're choking for the first half hour that you wear it, and then you get used to it.
So you pass out when you're trying it.
Exactly. So they're not comfortable.
They're not.
But I mean, maybe for like a festival, like festival fashion, I'd say choker, but every day at the office, no way. And I'm like,
you know what's
true. I was going to say, let me find out that Kayla's into some like weird fetish type
thing. This is what's in the style. This is what's in the style. Chokers are in style. I did not like it. That's what I just said.
I was choking.
Now you're throwing me under the bus, guys.
Okay, I'm sorry. No throwing anyone under the bus.
Okay.
The only choke I cannot stand is that little plastic one that goes like, it's like something like that. It's just, or like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. And sometimes they put it in their hair. Yeah, you know,
I don't like the one with like the bow. It's like a choker with a bow and it crisscrosses and it's like a bolo tie.
Please don't. Just like, it's like. One, okay, anytime I see that other little one, it looks like the Bride of Chucky. Do you remember the
I do.
She had a choker on, and that's what you look like, the Bride of Chucky.
Every show you have a reference to a movie.
My whole life is reference to movies, and I reference people to cartoons. Like, oh, she looks like such a fruit from Scooby-Doo. Like, sorry. But yeah.
Okay, so athleisure wear. They're saying it's in, I've seen it everywhere, but I feel like, I remember when you made the statement about, wearing tights, not everyone should wear, you know what I mean? And I feel like that about athleisure wear. I'm not sure how you feel about the whole athleisure wear trend.
I feel like it's cool, long as you wear it to the right places.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you should be comfortable. You should be comfortable and just wear it to the right places. Don't wear it to work, you know, just because they said it's business casual or, you know, it's dressed down. Don't wear it to work. So, you know, I feel like go for it.
Yeah, if you're like doing errands and stuff, and I've seen pairs where it's like they're sweatpants, but they're tighter and like more fitted, so then it looks a little nicer than just huge baggy pants.
Because I love like a jogger with like a jacket, like a little blazer or something like that.
I feel like
you can always mix it up. You can always dress certain things up, like the joggers, you throw a heel on with it and make it cute, or like a little belly top, especially when the summertime is coming and the warm weather's coming, hopefully soon. But, you know, you can always make it look cute, and you don't have to look, you know, dumpy.
Yeah, definitely like a weekend look.
Yeah.
It's nice for it, so.
Okay, so I'm the odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I accept it. So, tie front shirts and slip dresses.
What
you know, shirt? Like the shirts that knot and tie in the front. Like, you know, you have the.
Like kind of country-esque.
Yeah, like, you know, like you take the two ends and you.
No.
Shatani says no. I don't know. That for me,
It's like nothing where you live. Under it. I'm like, no.
You know what? Maybe if I'm feeling like, you know, my split personality.
You're feeling really frisky.
Yeah. Right? No, what about slip dresses?
Slip dresses. Not the biggest fan, but it works for some people. Some people, it really looks cute. I really think that they look really cute on really slim, petite little women. They look really cute on them. And, you know, if you know how to put it together, every trend, you have to think of your body type.
Yeah.
You really do have to think of your body type. And a lot of times, people go with trends and do not realize every trend is not for you. Yeah. So either find out how to edit that trend, or if you're not the little slim petite, you know, woman that just can throw the slip dress on and go about her business, then maybe put it on and add a jacket or do something like add other little elements to it so that, you know, you still have the trend but you added something else to it. So definitely always consider your body.
Just don't take the jacket off. Especially if you're like Kaylin and I, we were talking about this earlier, where our bra straps are like this thick.
Too wide for the slip dress.
Exactly.
Well, I think it depends a lot on the color of the dress. Because I think the darker slip dresses look nice. Right. But if you're walking around in like a white or I've seen light pink and I've seen light gray, which looks a little too much like I'm going to sleep.
Right.
So I like the darker ones.
Yeah.
And if you're going to wear it, please consider your undergarments. I'm so sorry. No, I have to speak on this because I see it all the time. And I'm walking down the street and I'm saying, why does she have on a thong? Or why does she have on rainbow bright underwear underneath that dress that you can clearly see?
Yeah, you shouldn't know what kind of underwear they're wearing.
Like, that is, when you put your wardrobe together, your underwear is something else that you have to pull out and coordinate with what you put on. Like, okay, I'm going to wear this type of dress, so I need this type of underwear. I need to put this color on underneath my dress or whatever. You know that you can see through the dress. I've seen so many women walking down the street in leggings that you can see through, and then they have on big striped cotton underwear, and I'm like, really?
You know what, that's something I would do, not intentionally. I'm just gonna admit to it.
You have to consider, right? So it happens.
It does.
But you really have to consider
more often than you should.
You have to think these things. If you don't like to go commando, get a thong. So just,
I'm too old for thongs,
right? But so go commando, right. But please do not put on big boomers that have flowers and ruffles and all this other stuff, and now we can see it under your sundress.
I won't do the ruffles, but I'll consider the flowers.
Your sundress.
Not doing the flowers.
Under sundresses, big bloomers, no.
No.
No big bloomers under your sundresses. Please get a thong or a flat boy short or something, please.
Well, while we're touching the topic of exposing yourself, like indecent exposure, today I was walking here and then the light turned red, and this guy dropped something, and he bent down.
Oh God!
And yeah, so when he bent down, like it was more than usual. It was more than usual. Like normally, you'll see like the underwear because they wear the underwear thing, and they got the jeans down here. Mm-hmm. Now we saw a crowd. Like I almost wanted to go. I almost like,
oh,
you know,
it
was
just happened to me.
Really?
Where the guy bent down and it was this close to my face. He was in front of me in the bus line. I had to pretend I didn't see what I just.
Yeah. It was
similar experience.
And he didn't shave. And it was just it was just the grossest thing I ever saw. I started texting my daughter like,
He's so gross.
So, yeah. So, when you're women, as you're considering your bloomers. Your bloomers.
Big drawers, bloomers.
Men, wear underwear that fit.
Yes, exactly.
Sure, yes, important.
Men, too. Wear underwear that fit.
Yes, please. They should come up to your waist.
Right.
Please.
Under your suits.
Goodness.
We don't need to see your underwear.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if we should end the show on that note. So give us your big spring trends. Since we named all these trends from different websites, you have just one item that you think.
And then also reiterate your social handles and stuff like that.
Yes.
People
okay, so my trend for summer, I really don't know. I really don't know like what I would suggest the big trend is. This is what I suggest. Comfortable. Find something comfortable. Find something that's you. Like, you know, with the sundresses, sundresses reemerge every summer. Go with the sundresses, you know, the little slip dresses. You know, embrace that. Just go fun, flowy, you know, light colors, light materials. That's my suggestion. But be comfortable, colorful. Have color, especially you New Yorkers like myself. Yeah. We have to embrace color. I'm dressed for a funeral every day.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm always dressed for a funeral. And people don't understand that the way you dress, it messes with your mood.
That's true.
So it's like if you're wearing a somber colors all the time, you're going to feel somber.
Yeah.
So when I go to LA and I go to these sunny places, I wear color. And, you know, so we need to start doing that here, even in New York. Mm-hmm. But embrace color, embrace flowy things, and it will definitely improve your mood. Nice citrusy colors, yeah, and flowy things, and you know, just
take
time in the morning and like accessorize and make yourself feel good. Get up extra early and, you know, get handbags, get a hat, get little things, get jewelry and bangles and things like that. Make it fun. Mm-hmm. Throw on some cowboy boots with your little off the shoulder little dresses and just let it be flowy and just have fun. That's my suggestion.
I like that suggestion. It's totally relevant, especially for New York City. I think it's
right.
Okay, so now you were going to say?
No, I was going to say because, like, we live, and, you know, in other places that have cold climate, we live so, you know, restricted with our fashion in certain situations, especially with the weather and always moving and going, and you don't want to get dirty. But, you know, take some days to just, like, really experiment, really have fun, really wear some color, and just, you know, have fun. Check up. Be wary of your body types. Don't run to every trend. Every trend is not for you.
And wear underwear.
What underwear? The right underwear.
The right underwear.
The right underwear. Invest in a thong.
Okay, so your social handles.
My social handles is Shatanya. On Instagram, Shatanya Amit. One word. That's Shatanya Amee. And Twitter is Shatanya. Shatanya. And that's it. If you just Google me, all of them will come up. Periscope, Snapchat. I'm hardly on Snapchat, but you can go up there and look for me. I may Snapchat. I might surprise you. So just look for me.
All right, guys. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll have the designer feature, news, and events for the week.
Eclad is a boutique for luxurious handmade goods. From jewels to leather to fashion accessories, our merchandise is 95% handcrafted, made from the finest of materials from across the globe. Exceptional and brilliant quality is the absolute standard here at Eclad. The majority of the items we carry are one of a kind and completely unique, with only a limited number ever produced. Our collection is diverse, offering you a plethora of accoutrements to select from. The decor of our boutique is both contemporary and elegant, a unique fusion of an exclusive and indulgent shopping experience coupled with New York's social scene and lifestyle. We invite you to come experience our 57th Street Oasis. But if you're not in New York, just head over to eclad.com for your one-of-a-kind, beautiful, artistic find. And remember, love life and wear it well.
Welcome back, guys. So we are back with the designer feature, which is the Constance earrings by Connie Priya. Casey's wearing them, of course, because I cannot.
And why is that, Carolyn?
Because my ears are not pierced.
And they still, folks.
Probably
still.
Never will be. But if you ever have a nice clip-on, I will happily wear the designer feature.
I'm going to create clip-ons just for Carolyn.
Yeah. And so these earrings are 22-karat gold-plated base with pushback enclosures. And its stones are sea blue chalcedony, pale green chalcedony, and hydro amethyst. So really pretty colors going on. Perfect for spring, like we're talking about. You know, be a colorful New Yorker. So they're perfect. They're like got that Hollywood glamour, but with a little bit of a Spanish twist. And they are handmade, like most of our products are, and available at eclad.com.
Go get it!
Yeah, so I love how colorful they are, like in your hair. Super fun.
Yeah. And for someone like me that has big hair all the time, I like these because you can still see it through all the big hairness.
Sure, yes.
If that's even a word. Okay, so we're going to jump right into retail news. Martine Reardon, Macy's CMO, is retiring. Martine Reardon, Chief Marketing Officer, stepping down after 32 years with the company. Reardon had the title of CMO since 2012, and under her direction, Macy's national marketing team has received numerous honors, including Emmys, Reggies, Clio's, Effies, Racies, and Art Directors Club Awards. Reardon's retirement will be official on May 13, and the company has begun its search for her replacement.
And also in Macy's news, they're investing $100 million in a Brooklyn renovation, and they've announced plans for a three-year, $100 million renovation of its store in downtown Brooklyn, according to a report in the Wall Street Journal. And it came out only 3 days after they hired Douglas Sessler as vice president of real estate, and then 2 weeks after real estate executive Douglas Lenahan was added to the board of directors. So that probably is why that change started up. So yeah. The store, it's at 422 Fulton Street, and it's going to remain open throughout the renovation, which is scheduled to start in a few weeks. And so that's going to affect the store's lower level and the first four floors, and they're going to use the space more efficiently and give it a more unified look.
Yeah.
And it opened in 1873, so it's been around for a very long time.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, so it was expanded in 1929 and 1947, so I think 2016, it's about time to
I was there, I want to say, a couple months ago, and it really is outdated. I'm glad that they are, you know, doing it up.
Or whatever. I haven't seen it, but...
Yeah. No, it's a real old building, but anyway. Okay, so forget the silver spoon. I thought this was so interesting. There is a $400,000 platinum and diamond pacifier.
Why?
So for all you families out there that feel that your princesses and your princes are, you know, they are fit for a $400,000 platinum diamond pacifier, they can go to E.L. Cohen, owner of Luxury Diamonds, who is debuting his new line of diamond gifts with this pacifier fit for royalty. So like I said, you preview, you know, you parents that think your children are princes and princesses. So anyway, the $400,000 objet d'art is the first of Cohen's new line of natural diamond gifts under the name Objet de Luxe. It is crafted from 4 ounces of platinum, a 10 millimeter white pearl, and a natural green blue diamond. It sounds beautiful. We actually have a photo of it, so if you guys want to check it out. The company will supply jewelry stores, international diamond dealers, and private individuals.
That's insane. I don't know. I would be nervous the kid would break it.
Well, could they really suck on a...
is it supposed to be used, or is it just...
I was just messing around, but I don't think it can be.
Okay, so not for use, but children. In other news, because of their Chapter 11 filing, Sports Authority is negotiating with accessory suppliers, and they may be reaching a settlement with 161 of its suppliers, according to the Wall Street Journal, after the retail chain was struggling and they filed for Chapter 11 last month. Consignment suppliers of items like gloves, hats, and winter accessories sought return of their goods. So Sports Authority is liquidating 140 of their stores right now, and they argued that the goods were needed for the remaining stores, so then they sued to block the removal of them. So now they're in a negotiated settlement pending approval of Judge Mary Walrath of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Delaware, and so they're going to be able to sell the estimated $85 million in merchandise. And so they're also awaiting the approval to access more funds and a $595 million bankruptcy loan. And according to the bankruptcy timeline, the chain has until the end of this month to find a seller for its remaining 300 stores, or more than 300 stores. And then in contrast, Dick's Sporting Goods, which is their main competitor, they opened their 647th store earlier this week.
Hey.
So they are the largest omnichannel sporting goods retailer in the U.S. So one's doing that so well, one's doing well.
Yeah. Okay, so in event news, joining the trend of fashion houses hosting shows at unexpected venues, Louis Vuitton has announced its Cruise 2017 show will take place at Oscar Niemeyer's Niterói, I apologize, Contemporary Art Museum in Rio de Janeiro in May. The landmark saucer-shaped museum is the latest venue to join the ranks of atypical locations for major brands to show off their latest collections.
And this is a really cool one. Ticketmaster is starting to sell their tickets directly on Facebook. Yeah. So they're about to become a lot more social. They're going to start selling tickets at the end of this month directly on Facebook. And the option's only going to be available for general admission events at first, but it's expected to expand, which will be really awesome. You don't even have to go to an external site.
Yeah, you can just do everything there. So Electric Daisy Festival producer Insomniac has unveiled new extended VIP offerings in celebration of the Fest's 20-year anniversary. First 20-year anniversary. Okay, so taking over Las Vegas Motor Speedway, June 17th through 19th, the event will offer VIP ticket holders access to experiences like upgraded viewing decks and lounges.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
And then other events, must-attend events. If you are in Chicago, the 8th Annual Bacon Fest will take place at the UIC Forum April 30th through May 1st. So put that in your calendars.
Yeah,
it's coming up.
Coming up.
Yes, it's a nationally renowned, locally beloved festival. I can see why. Just dedicated to bacon. Of course.
Bacon.
Who doesn't love that? I mean, some people don't, like vegetarians.
Yeah.
And vegans. So I shouldn't
just
say who doesn't love that. But at Bacon Fest, Chicago's best chefs are going to concoct and serve different bacon dishes to thousands of bacon lovers. And there's going to be liquor sponsors there as well to provide cocktails, beer, and wine, which complement a bacon meal, which is great. And bacon-trepreneurs, which is like entrepreneurs plus bacon.
Ooh, bacon.
And other bacon-friendly brands are going to exhibit their products and, you know, hang out with everyone who's there, show their goods, which will be cool. And 150 restaurants about will participate in the event. 45 are first-time participants, so if you want to check those out, it'd be awesome to see the new bacon participants. And you can go to baconfestchicago.com to get tickets, and they start at $75.
Not too bad. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm a bacon lover, so, you know,
yes.
I would truly enjoy something like this. But right now I'm supposed to be on a diet, so we won't go there.
No.
So in Miami, Florida, the music festival Sunfest is set for April 27th through May 1st in West Palm Beach. It's where music meets the waterfront. Headliners include Alabama Shakes, Steve Aoki, Megan Trainor, and Duran Duran. Ooh, Duran Duran. Mm. Okay, so tickets available at sunfest.com, and they begin at $40. Pretty affordable.
Yeah. And now for those of you in New York City, the South Street Seaport Museum has announced it's going to launch Seaport Walking Tours, which are regularly scheduled tours that highlight the history of the seaport. So if you don't know a lot about it, it's a great opportunity to learn more.
Yeah.
And so there's a limited run walking tour commemorating the Titanic sinking.
Ooh.
And that's going to take place on April 14th through the 16th, so starting tomorrow. And there's going to be tours about the Brooklyn Bridge and the Fourth Ward, and those will begin April 21st. So it's $15 for children, $25 for adults, and $20 for seniors. And you can go to southstreetseaportmuseum.org. Sounds like a fun activity if you're into history and want to do something fun.
Yeah, and you know what? I love the seaport. And they, since, you know, the whole hurricane happened, what was it, like, what, 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
It's been a while. They have completely done over the seaport. I was there last summer, and they were probably about 85% done fixing.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked amazing just from the little, you know,
yeah,
we could see. So I can't even imagine what it must look like.
Yeah, it's
like
kind of when I saw it last summer,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I went for 4th of July, so that's where, like, the fireworks.
Yeah.
Really, so I don't know if it's done then, but it looks good from what I saw.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm a big fan of the Seaport. And they do, beyond this, they do so many different events and stuff just regularly. So, okay, guys, that completes our show. For next week's show, I was actually looking it up to see if I could give you the information for 411 who's going to be here. We already have a complete lineup, but for some reason we don't have it written here, and that's my bad. But we will be sure to post it on all of our social media forums and keep you guys abreast of who our next interview will be next. Okay, so thanks for listening in. Thanks to Shatanya Ami for, you know, always participating, showing love, and coming in and hanging out with us. And again, we do this every second Wednesday of the month. So, you know, we would love it if you guys would call in with your questions. You know, reach out to us on any of our social media forums and let us know if there's anything that you want us to touch on, talk about, or, you know, ask us in regards to any of the topics that we talk about, where fashion, you know, fashion news, fashion trends, business of fashion, anything like that. Feel free to, you know, to reach out to us. And make sure you catch all of the previous shows that you missed and you continue to listen. From us here on E-Cloud Chat. Thank you, guys. Love life and wear well and have a great night. Bye, everyone.
Engage in style and perform in elegance at eClad's Hidden Gem Gallery and Event Space. eClad's Hidden Gem is an 1,100 square foot venue in Manhattan's premier Midtown East neighborhood that blends both contemporary style and elegance to create a sophisticated events venue. eClad's Hidden Gem provides an intimate, luxurious, and exquisite setting. It hosts everything from cocktail receptions, bridal showers and parties, to pop-up shops and product launches, art shows, photo and video shoots, and corporate style conferences, seminars, and presentations at an affordable price. eClad's Hidden Gem is located at 122 East 57th Street, New York City, 10022. If you're looking for a beautiful yet affordable venue for hire, then eClad's Hidden Gem is your venue of choice. Head over to y-cladshiddengem.com, email us at hiddengem@y-clad.com, or simply give us a call at 212-644-6445 and rent eClad's Hidden Gem today. Make it what you want. eClad's Hidden Gem.